Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about anything you want. We also have Skype, lrn.fm is the username there. To get connected with us, the us in the studio tonight includes me, Derek J.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
And we've been talking about children living back at home with their parents as adult children and the results of divorce, among other things. Mark has a story about illegal road repair coming up. But first, to the phones and the fun. Doug is calling in Chicago, listening via TuneIn. Doug, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I find your remark, I mean, to be a little blanket and inappropriate.
Which remark is that?
You're going to have to recap the remark for us. We have lots of inappropriate remarks. It's been 2 hours at this point, and we've had so many inappropriate remarks, we don't know which one you're talking about.
Okay. Mark, I completely agree with you. My family, my brother, my mom and dad and I, when we were younger, we moved back in with my grandma and grandpa, with her mother and father, to help take care of them. I mean, that can be the family unit of what we should be doing and what we should be doing more of. Like my mother will be moving back in with me. I will never let her go to a home, you know, like, which can be the common thing to do today. You know, I don't think that should be frowned upon, you know. I mean, when you're helping to take care of your family and, you know, they're elderly and they're not able to maintain their quality of life, that should be what people should be looking highly upon, you know.
I don't know. That's just your value. Like, for me, I want to save up and make sure that I never am a burden on my children or my family. Like, I want to have enough that I can support a home all by myself.
Oh, well, that can be wonderful. You know, talk to me again when you're about 80. You know,
why not? With careful planning, why couldn't I have that future?
Okay. But you know what? You have a lot happening in life that you don't know what will be around the corner for you. You get what I'm trying to tell you? My mother got hit by a drunk. My grandfather had a heart attack. You know, you have a lot happen in life that you don't know what will happen. And I guarantee you that you're going to wish that you had a family member there to help take care of you.
Well, to me, the definition of family isn't necessarily the people that you were born into. I like the idea of being able to choose my family, and from that perspective, I have a much larger family now than I've ever had because I've got a bunch of people in my life who have a shared value system instead of just sharing blood or sharing DNA or something like that. And
I find that to be a really sort of Pollyannish attitude, Ian.
What does that mean?
Well, okay, so I think that it's I don't think the family that he thinks he has is really probably as family as he thinks they are, right? Like, so I have there are very few human beings to whom I am not related that I would put that level of trust. I'm trying to run through the gamut of human beings, and the only person I'm coming up with at this point is you, Ian. You and I have been doing business for 12 years now. I know what I can count on you for and what I can't count on you for, and I know I can trust you. But there's not very many people out there like that. You know, when you had your health situation, I, you know, got up at some ungodly hour in order to help take care of you and then made sure that you got the hospital when you needed to go to the hospital and those sorts of things. And that's a pretty darn good friend, but I would still say that a family member would have done more in that circumstance than I would have done.
Well, I don't know if
I can agree with that. I mean, my father died earlier in the month. And I'm one of the only children that came up to try and help them. You know what I mean? You have, I can agree with that. You have family that I don't really give a damn about. You know, I don't care if they were to fall off the planet. But, I mean, like, my mother and my father have been wonderful to me. And my grandma and my grandpa were wonderful to me. I don't look down upon it that we moved back in with my grandma and my grandfather. It had been wonderful for my brother and I. And, you know, we loved it. I mean,
if you're getting along with them, then that's, you know, that's fine. And what's the problem there? If everybody's really benefiting from it, but if it's a burden, to move back in, if it's unacceptable that, you know, you're going to have all these ridiculous rules placed on you or somebody's going to try to control you, then that's not okay.
Well, define burden. I mean, are we talking about people who have completely no memory control? I mean, yeah, I can get putting them into, you know, a home for that. But what I've encountered can be people that don't want to deal with it. They would rather go out on the weekend with their family, and they don't want to deal with their mother or their father.
Yeah.
That can be how you treat the people who took care of you your entire life. I don't get that. I really don't.
That's how I feel. So I've got this person who's special in my life, Doug. I call her Aunt Ricky, and she's my dad's aunt. She's 96 years old, and she moved into a nursing home this year, an old folks' retirement home. That's probably where she's going to spend out the rest of her days. And she, until then, was living independently on her own in an apartment. But she was getting to the point where, okay, my mom and stepdad had to come in and start changing diapers. I mean, does she want to live back with them? That could have been an option. But is that the kind of life that you want to have? Is that the relationship you want to have with your elderly loved ones? Or would you prefer to just see them and spend quality time having meals together, going to church together, and leave the diaper changing to nurses?
I don't know. I don't know. It can be a tough one. But all I'm telling you can be that don't write off people and tell people, oh, well, you're a failure, or your mother and father are a failure for the fact that they moved back in with their mom and dad and they're helping to take care of them. I mean, that, you know, I mean, that should be what we should be encouraging, you know? I mean,
I don't think that's a bad thing, and I don't think that Derek J. was saying that. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Derek, but I don't think that's what you were saying. I think you were looking at the question of having a young person who is, let's say, 18, 19 years old, that range, move out and then come back a few, you know, years or months or days later because they couldn't crack, you know, they couldn't handle being out there on their own, and they had to kind of run back to mommy and daddy's house. Not the situation you're describing where they would be coming back later on once they've built their own life for themselves, and then they're coming back in to help take care of an elderly parent or something like that. I think those are two totally different situations.
Well, my uncle had been 45, and the woman that he married took him for everything. You know, yep. The marriage ended up breaking up. He had to move back home temporarily. I mean, at 45, you have a lot happen. I mean, you know, you don't know what
you're
around the corner.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shame in reaching out for help. I don't think there's shame in it. I think where Derek was coming from was just that, you know, in the culture in the United States, there's a culture of independence, and I think that's kind of the idea.
I think there
what's
is
the purpose
shame
of that independence? Because I have in my mind, I think there's a purpose. Tell me about what you think the purpose of independence is. Why would you want to live outside your parents' house?
Well, you're going to want your freedom and your liberty to be able to do what you want. You know,
is that sex?
That's one of them.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. If it wasn't for sex, I would have stayed at my mother's house and never left. You know, like, she's just not going to get it.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady. And she's, you know, like, things are really good there. It was a really great way to live. But I just, you know, that whole coupling thing wasn't going to really happen while I was there. It looks bad to be an adult male living at home, or at least it did back then.
Isn't that another American cultural problem? I mean, are European families more cool with that?
I mean, I don't know what they're doing.
How are you going to impress a woman being like, hey, come move in with me and my mother?
In Italy, the men generally do live at home until they're 40, which, you know, I don't agree with that. But I mean,
what are they doing the deed?
Right. Are they bringing their girlfriends home to have sex with them if they're, at, you know, 35, still living at their parents' house?
I have no idea. But for me, when I build a home, I'm building an addition on for my mother. I will never throw her in a home and, you know, and leave her, like, thrown in a corner to be taken care of. I mean, that can be totally uncalled for.
Well, I appreciate your compassion and your words tonight, Doug. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, bye-bye. Doug. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, but just a little bit more on that, because, like, what is the culture like in these European countries? You're saying that, was it Europe, Mark, and some other places in the world where it's not uncommon for families to stay together? Is there also a more kind of sexually open and understanding culture? I mean, no, I know that historically we've heard that Europe has, like, more porn on TV at night or more nudity and sex and things like that. And so, you know, I could jump to the conclusion and say that maybe there is a more understanding, open culture to where somebody wouldn't, it wouldn't be a problem. Nobody would look askance at you bringing your boyfriend boyfriend home, Derek J, and having sex in the bedroom, you know, with your parents across the hallway. I mean, it would, for, to us, that seems very awkward, but is it awkward in all circumstances? Or are there families in Europe where they're like, hey, son, she looks great. Bring her on back. You know, whatever. I don't know.
I'm thinking not.
More on the way. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Are parents failures if children move back in with them? I want to hear your thoughts. 855-453 is the toll-free call-in line. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm.
Yes, you can. And, you know, if your phone is dying right now because you were Skyping earlier today or surfing or whatever, I mean, if it's 7 o'clock at night and it is, I guess, what, 7 Mountain right now, if you're in Mountain Time Zone and you've made it this far and you still have 20% left on your battery, you're doing pretty good. Because a lot of times your battery is going to die right in the middle of the day, right in the middle of your office day as you're driving to or from work or whatever. And it can be really inconvenient. So having the Pocket Power Plus on hand can be a lifesaver, literally in certain circumstances. So whether you're just inconvenienced at an airport or stuck in the car or wherever you are, this is a source of backup power so small you can put it in your pocket. Leave it in the glove box of your car if you want. I would say put it in your briefcase or your bag or whatever and take it along with you wherever it is you're going, because you need power more often these days than ever before. And the Pocket Power Plus can deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power. It even comes with a full accessory pack with most of the adapters that you'll need, including jumper cables, because in some circumstances, it can actually jumpstart a car.
You won't get that with any other little battery that you get to charge your phone.
Well, not very many of them. The Pocket Power Plus, you can get it for half price over at PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you will save even more on the Pocket Power Plus. Again, go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to get yours, and don't forget code FTL.
That's incredible to be able to jumpstart a vehicle from something that can fit in your pocket.
I haven't done it personally, but I did see a video online of someone doing it.
Well, I saw more than one. It's that laminate? What? Say it again. The lithium.
Lithium ion.
It's a lithium
polymer. Lithium ion polymer.
Lithium ion polymer. That's the breakthrough sort of technology.
Right. Yeah.
Ian, you had a story about some free-range kids who have been arrested by police. Where was that story, and what's going on with that?
Well, they might have been arrested. I mean, they might as well have been arrested. I used the term arrest earlier when I was grasping for something to say as we were going out to break, but it wasn't an arrest. I mean, how do you define arrest?
They were picked up. According to the headline, right, it says police picked up kids ages 6 and 10.
Right. If the cops take someone and they're age 6 and 10, like if the cops come and take you off the streets, it's almost always going to be considered an arrest.
Yeah.
For whatever the purpose, you have your own volition. You're going where it is you want to go. And if a cop stops you and then says, you're coming with me, unless you decide you voluntarily want to go with him for some reason for a coffee or something like that, normally it's they're taking you against your will.
Yeah.
And 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds, the 6-year-old and 10-year-old in this case, they had the will to be going somewhere. They were taken from their path by this police officer. Now, they weren't charged with anything, but I don't know if you have to be charged with something to be arrested. I honestly don't really know what defines an arrest. I consider an arrest to be having your freedom taken from you for some arbitrary purpose.
I think you have to be charged with a crime for it to be an arrest.
For it to be an arrest? Okay, well, then it's a kidnapping. We'll just call it what it
yeah.
is. Familiar debate. This is from the Washington Post over how much freedom parents should give their children. United Monday, again, with the news that a Montgomery County couple had for the second time tangled with Child Protective Services for allowing their youngsters to take a walk on their own. A couple of months after Danielle, and we're talking about young people moving out of their house, right? The idea of being independent. This is a couple of kids who have parents who are of the free-range variety. They believe in encouraging that independence at a young age. The classic example of this was the mom who writes the Free Range Kids blog. I think her name's Lenore Skenazzi. She was named, like, the worst mother of the year because she allowed her, 10 years old?
I thought he was 11, but okay.
Fairly young son to walk home from school, and this causes huge uproar.
He rode the subway, too, in New York City.
To walk to the subway and then ultimately, walk home from there. But as opposed to getting on a bus or having mom come and pick him up every day.
I think that's illegal in some places like New York City, where the cops will stop youngsters and be like, let's see some ID.
I don't know where they would come up with ID.
Because you're supposed to be in school. They have school IDs.
I see. I suppose that's possible. I think that this is immensely helpful for young people to sort of learn their own independence. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that you kicked the kids out of the house and told them not to come back till 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And that's the way kids were. Now, the suggestion is going to be that there's somehow more pedophile rapists hunting down in vans and behind trees out there, but there's really no statistics to back this up. It's just a societal fear, mm-hmm. nothing else.
So a couple months after Danielle and Alexander Maitiv were found responsible for unsubstantiated neglect for allowing Rafi, age 10, and Dvora, age 6, to walk home from a park close to their home in downtown Silver Spring, they gave the children permission to do it again. Responding to a call from a citizen, busybody, police collected the children. They collected them. We're collecting your children. Come, children, we're collecting you.
Gotta catch them all.
It's not kidnapping, it's collecting when the police do it.
Yeah.
If you have a badge and a uniform, it's just a collection of children.
They're like stamps.
They took them to CPS, Child Protective Services, in Montgomery, where 5.5 anxious hours later, they were finally reunited.
5 hours?
Yeah, how long would it have taken them to walk home? Probably not that long. It was close to their house, wherever this park was.
Oh, but Ian, they saved them the danger of all the pedophiles in vans that are driving by in Silver Spring.
Hopefully the cops didn't rape them while they had them in custody. There's another story I have in my show prep about a raping cop getting sentenced to 5 years for multiple rapes.
I would say that the vast majority of police are very protective of children.
It's probably true, but you never know which one you're going to leave alone with. The chain of events has electrified parents, again, parent educators and lawmakers, but the debate has shifted from overwhelming support for the Maitivs and outrage at county officials to support mixed with some wariness over which side went too far this time. The police and CPS for turning the children's walk home from a park into an hours-long ordeal, or the Maitivs, who knew that CPS would be watching them closely for at least the next 5 years and chose to let their children walk alone again. Now, what I'd like to know is, what was this, you know, what punishment did they face for this supposed unsubstantiated neglect charge here, where they were found responsible of this? So
I remember it was up a couple of months ago on the interwebs, but I don't remember what the punishment was.
I feel that county officials are just going to the extreme with this, said Patty Cancillier, educational director of the Parenting Encouragement Program in Maryland. She says the law is not 100% clear. Perhaps they're trying to make an example of this family. It seems to me they could have gotten better results without scaring the parents and the children half to death. But some parents thought it was the Maitibs who went too far. One woman, Elizabeth Hernandez, a stay-at-home mom in Alexandria, says, "What they did was terrible. They received an alert. That means don't do it again. And they did it again? Unbelievable."
That has to be an Onion quote or something. That's not a real person.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
In Montgomery, CPS officials have said they are guided in part by a state law that says children younger than 8 must be left with a reliable person who is at least 13. But the law refers only to enclosed spaces such as buildings or cars and makes no mention of children outside in a park or on a walk. So this is yet another example of this overparenting, this helicopter parenting society. Round off all the corners, protect the kids. We'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Should kids be allowed outside, unsupervised? And if so, at what age? Ian is sharing a story with us about a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old who were picked up by the police for being outside alone.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And it wasn't the first time for these parents who had been apparently in the past, just like as of a few weeks ago. There's an article I found here. I was looking around because I wanted to find out, what does it mean to be found responsible for so-called unsubstantiated neglect? That's what the Child Protective Services had found these parents, you know, responsible for this. The article here from March 2nd from Slate.com goes into a little more detail on what exactly that means. Because, again, this happened before where their kids were out walking from, like, a park to the house. Not a long distance, according to this article that we were just in the middle of reading a moment ago. But yet long enough for some dirty neighborhood snitch to call the cops. And then the cops to come out and, you know, take their kids from off the streets. According to the story over at Slate, what they learned from this CPS decision finding them responsible of unsubstantiated neglect is, according to the mother, Daniel Maitiv, is that teaching independence clearly is a crime, she says. As she understands it, the charge means, quote, something happened, but kids were not at substantial risk. Why then, she reasonably asks, find us responsible for neglect? In the letter to the Mitevs dated February 20th, CPS says that it has closed the investigation, but a charge of unsubstantiated is not quite as definitively closed as ruled out. And the third option that they could have been found guilty of, or whatever you want to call this, is indicated, which would be the equivalent of guilty.
Guilty, yeah.
So unsubstantiated neglect is not as bad as indicated neglect, but it's also not as good as a ruled out.
Yeah. So is this some kind of secret courtroom that was invented just for Child Protective Services?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they get their own judge and everything, too?
That's a darn good question, and I imagine there are some parents out there who could explain, could probably answer that better.
If you know the answer, or even if you don't, the number is 855-450-FREE. I want to hear from you about what role, if any, should CPS have in free-range parenting?
Danielle told the Washington Post she felt numb when she first opened the letter and then told her husband, "Oh my God, they really believe we did something wrong. I was kind of horrified," she said to the Post. "You try as a parent to do what's right. Parents try so hard, even though I know they are wrong."
Of course they did something wrong. They disobeyed the state.
That's right. And you know, I don't know why they are still in Maryland or wherever it is that they're located, but this would seem to be a good reason to get the hell out and get to a place that is more freedom-friendly. I'm not saying this couldn't happen in other in every other state, but it seems like New Hampshire would be a safer place for kids to be more independent. I mean, didn't New Hampshire win, like, the number one place to raise a family award from
It did, at that,
place?
But the CPS here isn't exactly stellar from...
Well, they're bad everywhere.
Yeah, well, they're not good.
Have you heard anything like this happening in New Hampshire? I have not.
I haven't.
No. So, and kids do seem to be more independent around here. I see them running around, riding bikes around town and stuff. So
on their own?
On their own. And so that's something... That I know
it's getting to be the biggest danger for children is not some kind of predator on the street, but the little busybodies that want to help because they call the law, and then basically they get taken away from their parents, and then all kinds of horrifying things happen to them in the custody of the foster foster system.
Yeah, you know,
not always, but plenty of times.
I'm gonna start holding the callers responsible for what happens here after the, I'm sick of holding the police responsible for this. Like, oh yeah, the police picked up these kids. Mm. We should know what to expect when you call the police, that they're going to make a mess of the situation and that they're going to make things worse and traumatize these kids instead of helping them. So the person who picked up the phone and said, "You know what? I see some kids outside. I'm going to call 911. That person is responsible for ruining their lives, not the police.
That's true. I mean, if you hire a hitman, you are responsible for the murder that ultimately may occur. If you hire the hitman, then you certainly should be. So same thing here, because you're bringing in the hitman. I mean, in this case, he's not committing a hit, but he is a kidnapper. You're hiring a kidnapper to go in and, you know, take some kids away from their freedom.
Perhaps,
I find it sick.
Perhaps people who pick up the phone, though, surely they don't have that intention. They mean well when they're calling. They want the kid to be safe and helped. Do they not know that this is happening? Do they not know the consequences of their actions? I mean, maybe the person who picked up the phone in this case doesn't even know what
it's
happened.
Possible. So get back to the story here from the Washington Post. So again, they were found responsible of unsubstantiated neglect. That was previously. Previous to this incident, which just happened with the kids getting picked up a second time.
Oh.
So city officials are questioning whether the police and CPS handled the case correctly in failing to notify the Mitevs for 2 hours that their children were in custody. This is a what-were-they-thinking moment, said Mark Elrich, chairman of the Montgomery County Public Safety Committee. Instead of police failure to notify the parents, he was also questioning whether this was the best use of police time. As a child, Elrich walked more than a mile on his own to school and farther to a ball field. He said all of our parents would have been in jail.
Yes. This is really what it comes down to, is that, you know, this generation of busybodies is attempting to take the children away from parents for what was normal just a couple of decades ago. I remember riding my bike over to the next street over at 7 years old.
Sure. I was walking over to the next street over, probably 6 or 7 years old.
Well, that was what I was. I mean, you know, obviously you'd walk too, but and that was on a relatively busy road for a few tens of feet because I had to get onto the next street, residential street. So, I mean, it's just so nuts.
I often look around at the world and say, "How did we get this far? How did we lose so much freedom?" In just my lifetime, I've seen the loss of freedom, and I think this is how it happens. It's busybodies not allowing parents to raise their children independently, and you grow up with less and less independence with every generation.
Danielle Maitiv said, this is the mom, she said they were panicked when they didn't hear anything from their children, who were expected home at 6 p.m. until CPS called them at 8. The children were released to their parents at 10:30 after the parents signed papers, get this, agreeing not to leave the children unattended.
That sounds like it would be after their bedtime. CPS kept them out pretty late.
Yeah, I guess 10:30 is pretty late for a 6 and 10-year-old. Maybe not so much a 10-year-old, but...
For the 6-year-old, definitely.
Yeah. Yes. So they signed papers. This is pretty important, I think, here. Previously, they were found responsible of this unattended neglect or this unsubstantiated neglect. Now they have been coerced into signing essentially a bail paperwork for them, right? Okay, we'll let your kids out, folks, if you will put your name on this dotted line agreeing to follow our rules.
They could sign it under duress.
Yeah, that never works, unfortunately. It's a nice symbol, though, and I don't...
It doesn't work. They could sign under duress. Would the police not let their kids go?
Well, no, what I mean by that is that it wouldn't certainly obligate... It wouldn't prevent them from being held responsible to the agreement, right? Like, you know,
I don't know. Why not?
Under duress
you bring
there.
That into court. I mean, your signature is supposed to mean something. That's why they're trying to acquire it in the first place, right? Mm. So if you don't give it to them and they try and haul you into court and say, hey, you signed on this dotted line. No, I didn't. I mean, why wouldn't that stand in court?
I don't know.
I've always wondered when they get, I mean, the vast majority of criminal cases are resolved with a plea bargain here in the United States. And one of the things that the judge will say while you're, you know, getting sentenced is have you signed this plea bargain under duress? And you're supposed to answer no. I've willingly given up years of my life, months or years of my life, and fines to you crazy people in this silly room without duress.
It's always under duress.
Yeah.
Do you people understand what the definition of duress is?
I answered that honestly in court and said yes, that I did sign this plea agreement under duress. And the judge ignored that.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't duress.
It's not duress when we do it, buddy. There's more to the story here about the Maitivs.
And I want to hear your thoughts. 855-450-FREE or Skype us, lrn.fm. Should parents be allowed to let their kids outside?
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Just minutes remain in this final segment. You can still call in. The number is 855-450-FREE. Or you can send a Skype user request to lrn.fm and share your thoughts with us that way. Right now, we're talking about free-range families and the penalties for parents who raise their children to be independent and go outside.
It's not allowed in Maryland, apparently, and who knows how many other states would treat people in this exact same manner. I suspect there's no shortage of them.
What has the harsh penalty been for these parents, Ian?
Well, at first they were found when this initially happened. This is the second time they've been in the news for letting their kids walk home from a park. They were initially found responsible of neglect, but it was called unsubstantiated neglect, which means that it wasn't quite substantiated, but it wasn't not substantiated either. Anyway, there wasn't a punishment that I could see for that. It was just, we found you guilt, you know, we found you responsible for this, and we're going to keep an eye on you. Apparently, they're going to keep their case file open for 5 years. So CPS giving them extra scrutiny for the next 5 years essentially was the punishment for the initial violation, if you will.
How did these adult parents called the CPS come to exist? I mean, how did they come about? I never even heard about these other parents that we've got as adults.
Well, I'm grateful I never heard about them as a kid either. I never had an experience with them, thank goodness. But I would imagine they came about through busybodies. I mean, you know, politicians who wanted to make it look like they were doing something for the children. Like, hey, well, there's all these abusive parents. We're going to create an abusive government agency to take care of the kids that are being abused. And of course,
and there's no doubt that, you know, like, I'm sure that there are abused kids, right?
That CPS will take them too, sure.
I'm sure CPS does some good things in those cases.
Yeah.
But you know, it should be a default position that we don't want to take kids from families and we don't want to intervene. And that seems to be sort of the opposite. These are people that are just letting their kids walk outside.
Yeah. Well, this is...
What do you want? A bunch of fat children sitting at home playing video games? That is, in fact, what they're incentivizing here.
Well, I think the CPS thing is really scary because, Mark, maybe it was started with the best of intentions. Like a lot of these government programs, how they're started doesn't resemble what they look like 10, 20, 30 years later when, you know, the whoever it was that created the program, whichever politicians were the ones that envisioned this thing, they're long gone and they're not in charge. They just wrote the laws, which were then interpreted by the bureaucrats who then also usually get the opportunity to write their own regulations and thereby not even have to go through the lawmaking process to make rules for their own organization and so on and so forth. Before you know it, they're arresting kids for walking home from the park. So let's talk a little more about what actually happened on the night in question, or the evening in question, where these kids were taken into custody, collected, as it was described earlier, by the police. It was a Sunday evening, and the Mitivs, that's the name of the family, they were on their way home from visiting relatives in Ithaca, Danielle said. The children were getting restless, and the weather was beautiful, so the parents decided to drop them off at Ellsworth Park. The children were familiar with the area, Mom said. Park is next to a library that they frequent, she said, and the children have played there many times. Danielle said the children decided to leave the park shortly before 5 p.m. and were within a few blocks of their home when they were stopped by police. Rafi, their son, who's the 10-year-old, told the police they were not lost, she said. So he's asserting himself. Look, officer, I know how to get home. We're fine.
But the officer for trying to help.
Yeah.
Couldn't the kids tell the police to get lost?
I don't think they'd have the power to do it. I mean,
they'd be like, we're fine. We're going home. Am I being detained?
No.
All right.
Teach your kids. This comes back around to what we were talking about earlier. One of the things you should be teaching your kids as soon as they get a phone is to record the police if they have any kind of interactions with them whatsoever.
Yeah. And not just to record. I mean, why shouldn't a child be asking the same questions that adults do? Am I free to go?
You have rights. I mean, as a child, even though, you know, you're young, you still have rights, and you just have to know how to exercise them. So copblock.org, of course, does a great job of informing people of how to exercise their rights. I would recommend folks go there to get more information. So the officer insisted on taking the children home, and I guess by taking them home, he meant taking them to the Child Protective Services, because he could have taken them home if he wanted to. They were just a few blocks away.
We're just going to take a five-hour detour, kids.
According to a Montgomery police report, police received an anonymous call about unattended children and found them in a parking garage where a so-called homeless subject was eyeing the children. Maybe the homeless guy was concerned for their well-being, too. You know, maybe just because somebody's homeless doesn't mean they're some kind of lecherous pervert.
He's evil.
There's plenty of homeless people who have families of their own. They're just homeless at this point in time.
No, they're all predators.
The police officer notified CPS, and then later he called another CPS employee at 6:41. The officer was told a decision had yet to been made, so at 7:18, the officer decided to take the children to the CPS offices in Rockville. So remember, the kids wanted to leave the park shortly before 5 p.m., so this officer, getting virtually no response from CPS, decided that, you know, he was just waiting around for 2 hours. Where was he during this time? Was he just in his cruiser with the kids? Was he at a police substation? Were they just sitting blocks away from their home the entire time?
I'd hate to be stuck in a police car with a couple of kids, a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. I mean, let's figure out some way to get rid of these kids.
Well, because they've been waiting so long, one of the kids had to use the bathroom,
absolutely,
according to the report.
You knew that was coming.
Then had to wait through the entire 20-minute drive in addition to get to CPS before finally being allowed to go. The children were also hungry, and the report notes the officer brought out his personal lunch to share, but then took it away after the children said they had food allergies.
Aww.
So once again, these officers aren't trained on how to take care of kids. They may have kids of their own, but they don't know what the ins and outs are of what these kids need as far as food or whatever, special diets. I mean, they're not going to give them the jail food. That's certainly not going to be tailored to whatever it is these kids are expecting.
So compassionate for this officer.
There's a little bit more here. They talk about how in December these folks did get in trouble for the first unsubstantiated neglect charge. And then that, you know, of course, brought up all this brouhaha, lots of people arguing over whether or not these are good parents. And so on the day that they received word of this unsubstantiated neglect finding, Danielle, the mom, said she would continue to allow her children to play on their own. And they did. However, she has appeared to change her mind after the incident on Sunday.
Oh, no.
She said, quote, "The only people who have threatened or abducted my children were the people in CPS mm-hmm. and the police. So I do not believe random people are a threat. But I signed the safety plan, and I'm not going to violate it. I'm certainly not going to risk them taking my kids again. We're going
Absolutely.
To have to fight this in a different way."
Yeah, I'd fight it by moving.
Yeah. You can't win this. There is no fighting CPS in this case.
They have nothing to lose. They're going to use your tax money to try to take your children away from you in order to prove that they were right. If they somehow appear to be wrong, then it threatens their whole position. This is for them, that's an unacceptable situation. Your children, putting your children in jeopardy, that's acceptable.
It sounds like a completely evil organization. Like, I try and see some thread of hope.
I wouldn't go
it.
That far to say they're completely evil.
Well, I'm sure that the people who get into it mean well. They're like, I want to protect mm-hmm. kids. That's why I would get into CPS. It's like, I am compassionate for children who are abused, and I want to help them out. But then how many years with an organization like CPS does it take to realize what you're doing is not helping?
Carlos Morales wasn't hurting. There very long. I mean, he's a Free State Project participant, early mover, and he's former CPS, and he got fed up with the horror, the horrible things that go on with that agency. He didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
I'd love to hear from someone who's in CPS who believes that they're doing good work from the inside.
Well, I imagine they can find examples, like Mark said earlier, of actually taking a kid out of a dangerous situation. But unfortunately, there are so many examples of parents who are being just raked over the coals for things that we all did as kids. You know, we were all allowed to do as children, and it was seen as just a normal growing experience.
Well, I think that there's a lot of really sort of bad parents out there. Procreating isn't a difficult task.
That's true.
People who are highly unqualified to have children have them in many cases. The people who are the worst at planning are going to be the most likely to have kids, and I think that makes them unqualified. But what we have to consider is, what is the alternative? Many times you're talking about, I have a good friend who's a foster parent, and the kids that he gets in many cases are just, they're bad people at like 14, 15, 16. Now these would be adults in any other time frame, but our society calls them kids. He's getting essentially bad people that have been raised by bad people, but he's been being taken away by bad people. And then somehow everybody's patting themselves on the back.
We're out of time for tonight, but the discussion will continue tomorrow on Free Talk Live. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
And don't forget the DerekJ.com. See you tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.